This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's that time of the day, that time of the week. Advanced Medicine is on. Dr. Rashid Batar is here, and I just sprung this on. He didn't know that the pro-vaxxers jumped the shark by blaming Putin and Russia for all of the bad news about vaccines in the UK and also here in America. And Dr. Batar, you must be on the payroll for Putin because you've been talking about this for a long time. I still haven't seen my first ruble yet.
First ruble yet, yeah. I'm not sure I would even recognize what a ruble looked like if I saw it.
I know, that's the funny thing. If we looked at your passport, you've been all over the world, but I don't ever remember you going to Russia.
The closest I've been is Ukraine.
Right, and they're no friends of Russia. There's an antagonistic relationship. So folks, whatever you think of that story, it's bunk. It's too funny. It's silly, but... the idea is...
I mean, Robert, just so we're clear, if I had an opportunity to go to Russia, I definitely would. I mean, I think any place I could get an opportunity to go to, I would, just to see what it's all about, you know, what the places are like. So,
yeah, I would go. I want to know the stories I hear about Putin banning GMOs and making their agriculture more organic for export to the world. I mean, if they're true, I want to know it. We read about these things, and we're like, you know, is that for real? Is somebody, you know, I don't know about it. We didn't validate all of these stories. But the one thing I can be sure of, if Russia was behind the anti-vaccination discussion, man, we would have been all in that years ago.
I'll tell you what. There would be a lot of people that would defect to Russia from the United States if they were for responsible vaccination or abstention from stupidity. And I think that there's so many parents that have been so traumatized by having the experience of having their children deteriorate right in front of their eyes after getting these vaccines and various other methods and modalities of having been exposed to mercury and having their children become autistic. But vaccines are basically the straw that broke the camel's proverbial back, that I'm sure those people would move to Russia. I'll tell you the truth. If my child was threatened for anything and they would have the freedom to be in Russia, I'd go there. I'd go anywhere where I would have the freedom that allows me to do the best thing for my children, for my own family. And that's what the founding fathers, that was the principle upon which we based the foundation of our country.
I'm so glad you said that. I mean, it's not, you can't say it too often, too much or loudly enough. That the thing that makes America great, made America great, and would make it great again is you know, and I borrowed the hashtag or I co-opted it yesterday on my show, right before the show. I did a live video from my garden, and I said hashtag MAGA, which, you know, I knew would trigger some people that don't like Trump. But I borrowed it to mean make America garden again, right? That's, you know, that'll make America great again. We'll have food. But it was all about spiritual freedom, and that freedom is encompassing the ability to, well, take care of yourself how you believe is right, as long as you violate the rights of no one else. It's pretty basic. And a lot of people have lost sight of that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I sent the Russia article to John Rappaport right before the show, Super Don. This is very interesting. And within an hour, he spit out a new article. It's headlined, "Want Vaccine Truth? Now You're a Russian Dupe." I'm serious.
Nice. Nice.
It's perfect. It's just too precious. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The vaccine, the pro-vaccine cultists have jumped the shark. Now they're losing the argument, so their next thing is to go out and go, Russia did it. Putin's trying to upset the vaccine apple cart. He's spreading rumors about us. In the meantime, watch Del Bigtree's presentation from The Truth About Cancer, and you'll see the science was never there in support of vaccine safety, much less efficacy. Putin didn't have to do a thing. He's just sitting back laughing. It's like, you guys are numbnuts.
Well, you know that's a place where they can see that presentation. You know where that is, right, Robert?
Probably at advancedmedicine.com.
Well, actually, I think it might be there, but if the people go to vanvcd.org, mm-hmm. they can see it there at the go to the results page, and you can watch it there.
Cool.
So, VanVCD, that's the place where we've got all the where you know, all the data is being collected. So
excellent. So yeah, I would highly recommend that. So we'll go more into that. Now I want to open up on a topic that I guess it falls in line with let's say this right now.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
Just like they're making up that Putin and Russia are behind the bad news about vaccines, the U.S. tobacco industry is really, in the 20th century, it became known as the place for junk science. In fact, it's called tobacco science. Anytime you want to discredit somebody, you just say, it's just like the tobacco science. Remember, Dr. Bitar, when we grew up, you know, doctors smoked. In fact, there were still doctors advertising cigarettes. I mean, that kind of was going away, but it was bad. And the science was so clear, yet they covered it up and covered it up and covered it up. The question is, when will the science about vaccines be revealed to be tobacco science too?
You know, it's an interesting phenomenon when you start to see something as huge as the vaccine issue being almost ignored. And I mean, I'm not saying the tobacco issue wasn't a huge issue. It was obviously a massive issue. But you would think that, you know, with tobacco, it was adults that were partaking in an activity that they were warned would be detrimental to their health. Here, it's children that are paying the price based upon the incorrect information that is provided by the agencies that have been appointed to safeguard the future health of our children. So it's a much scarier picture, and it's a much more offensive occurrence than what happened with the tobacco industry. So you would think that if there was a linear response, if you would, you know, an appropriate linear response, it would be exponentially higher in the vaccine aspect as per the tobacco aspect, because it's an exponentially higher or greater issue. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't know if that made sense. What I was trying to say was that if you look at the weight, if this was like a bucket, there were two different buckets, you know, the tobacco industry in my world is maybe 10 pounds or 20 pounds or 30 pounds, whereas the autism thing is maybe 2,000 pounds, 3,000 pounds, 4,000 pounds.
Here's a contemporary reference that will make sense, because who knows what Dr. Bitar has just said. So I got you back, buddy.
Thank you.
No, just
Don,
totally
you
teasing.
Understood what I was saying, right?
Super Don knows. I'm out to lunch on this. No, here, let's look at a contemporary example out in the world today. Abuse of power, right? Harvey Weinstein, sexual abuse. Okay? Horrible, horrible behavior. Let's take a step and compare the bucket to pedophilia. Neither one of them are good, but when you look at the bucket, you go, somebody duped an adult or used power over an adult. Somebody used it over a child, right?
Yeah.
And I see that with the tobacco, the lies about tobacco, again, against adults, horrible enough as it is, and it is. Imagine if they did that to children. They forcefully had them breathing in tobacco smoke, right? And I've argued that tobacco was the least of the ingredients once they started formulating these things. It wasn't just nicotine. I mean, it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things that made it so much more addictive than some have claimed, even heroin. So, or opium of some form. So this is a real serious issue. Now, you know, I love that we can make these comparisons. You know, how heavy is the bucket? This is not to say that sexual harassment in any way, shape, or form is a good behavior that we endorse. But if you look at it and go, you know, who are they going to really rip apart in prison? Somebody who harassed somebody and another adult, or somebody they find out is a child molester? Understand that even criminals put those people down at such a low regard that they're going to be trashed there in those places. So, again, perspective is in order, and I agree with what you were intimating. about how outraged we should be. We were outraged about tobacco science. It's got nothing, nothing on vaccine science as it's targeted our children.
Yeah. And it's a sad thing that the powers that be have allowed this facade to be perpetuated with the vaccine. But I believe that, as Boyd Haley had said a number of years ago when he was asked, why is this happening? Why would the government allow this to happen? And he said, I think that the issue is really that how do they now deal with the fact that they fell asleep at the wheel? And it's a lot easier for them because they control everything. He who controls the narrative dictates history. Mm-hmm. But they control the narrative, so they're trying to dictate history by manipulating the situation and saying this is how it really is. Whereas, in fact, those that have any semblance of understanding of how science works know that the scientific evidence is overwhelmingly one-sided, and that is that autism is caused by and contributed to by vaccines. There's no and, if, or a buts about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a sad situation, but I believe that what's happening right now, what we've talked about, and I think this is happening right now in 2017, this perpetuation of myth and folklore that then becomes labeled as science, and all this misinformation that's propagated as scientific fact. Now, it's no different than in many of these other things that are becoming exposed now in 2017. And I think this comes back to what we talked about earlier. We're not talking about the evolution of individuals. We're talking the ascension of society, ascension to the next level. And I think these lies are coming, are becoming exposed, and people are becoming aware of what the real truth is.
But Dr. Bitar, would you agree that that so-called ascension that you recognize as societal only occurs by each individual opening up the consciousness that impacts then on the whole?
Yes, I actually would. So David Hawkins, in his book Power versus Force and many of his other works, actually talked about that, that when each individual evolves, you are actually increasing the sea level, if you're increasing the level of the ocean waters, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So as each individual evolves, the collective consciousness has to, by definition, evolve because we all make up the collective consciousness. So our own individual evolution contributes to the evolution and the ascension of the entire planetary society.
Yeah, and this is the one show about health that doesn't blame Putin for what we just discussed. This is about you and me and the transformation that's happening to each and every one of us and how it impacts the whole. And we're going to impact the whole even more when we go into public health discussion, thanks to Roseanne Lindsay's great article. And how benign is aspirin, or how not benign is it? Next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The truth takes him. Here's Robert.
And it takes me with my good buddy, Dr. Rasha Bitar, post-Thanksgiving. And I didn't even get to ask you. We just jumped right headlong into Putin and Russia did it, right, when we started. How was your Thanksgiving break? We missed you. My son really wanted you to come down. I was kind of bummed that you didn't, but we all had a good time. And I'm certain you found a good place to be.
Oh, yeah. It was really good. Everything was great. Yeah, you make it sound like... It was a pretty horrendous thing for me, something Robert thought. I was with family. I was with my son and some of my other extended family. So, yeah, it was all good.
Well, yeah, the people here love and care about you, and they just want to know everything. All was good for the holidays, and it was. So that's great news. Now, dear pregnant women.
I appreciate that, too. I do appreciate your invitation. Go ahead. Sorry about
that. Got it. Dear pregnant women, the headline reads, stay off of aspirin. I'm thinking, okay, that's great news that they're actually in the mainstream media talking about this. This is actually coming from the Hindustan Times, though. It's not the USA Today where it should be. It says, I know there are a lot of things that aspirin can do that people know about, like breakthrough bleeding, gastrointestinal problems, stomach problems, etc. But cerebral palsy? Yes, babies whose mothers consumed aspirin during pregnancy may be at more than double the risk of developing cerebral palsy, according to a new finding. Now, we're getting into epigenetics once again. Toxic interactions, alteration of cellular metabolic integrity via drugs, even as one considered as benign and ubiquitous as aspirin. Dr. Bitar, man, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, it is. So Hindustan Times, or Hindustan is actually the term for India. That's what Indians refer to. It's Hindustani language or Hindustan. So coming from India, obviously a huge, huge area of research for many of the pharmaceutical companies. In fact, many of the pharmaceutical companies manufacture a lot of their drugs there, and a lot of the big generic companies manufacture their drugs there. So this isn't an area of the world where pharmaceutical research is not heard of. In fact, many studies are done in India because the cost of doing those studies is cheaper, but there is a huge, huge, massive footprint of the pharmaceutical industry in India. So if they have if they have published something in India regarding this, then you know that their basis from which they're coming is quite substantial. Mm-hmm. It's not just something that they pulled out of nowhere. They've got a very specific and very evolved method of following the way the U.S. standards are for doing drug research and such.
Yeah, so I was asking you this on the break, and of course I want everybody to think about this. When you think about our FDA, our Fear and Death Administration, they're here to protect the public from dangerous drugs, right? If there's science now showing that women who take aspirin during pregnancy, having children that are twice as likely to have cerebral palsy, tell me what herb or dietary supplement would be allowed to remain on the American market for one more day. They would have congressional hearings. Outrage. How could this happen? The entire industry must be questioned. Now, this is aspirin, folks. Again, this is not white willow bark like I recommend. If you want aspirin, take white willow bark tincture. You'll get the benefits without the detriment. But we're talking synthetic aspirin, which is like the supposed wonder drug of the 20th century, and yet now they're linking it to cerebral palsy. Again, how many billions, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars? They research into cerebral palsy. We can't figure it out. And maybe they just stumbled on a significant portion of the cause here.
Yeah, this is I got mesmerized by listening to you because, you know, it's like Paul Revere. You know, you're preaching from the pulpit and you're about to ride through and alerting all the different people about what's happening. So I always get carried away whenever I start hearing you talk like that, Robert. It just makes me start thinking from a different realm, I think about it. But anyway, we're going to start calling Robert Paul Revere, okay? We're going to start calling Robert Paul. Okay. When you start looking at the double standard, I guess you could call it the double standard, it's just appalling. For example, EDTA, for chelation, they had, I think, one death that was reported from chelation, or maybe it was two deaths. And, of course, those deaths were, like, in the 1960s, and they gave the individuals, I think, 12 times the safe dose. And then they gave it in a half an hour instead of 3 hours. It's 1 gram per hour is a normal dose. So they think these people got either 12 grams or 16 grams. That was 12 times the dose. They had like 36 grams in like half an hour. And they had, you know, they had renal failure and they died. And in fact, if you look at the reason that they died, they probably died because there was such a huge pull of lead at one time. So they made this whole cascade of, you know, how bad it was. So there's a double standard in reporting. And I completely agree with what you just said.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a break here. We got to talk to somebody on the break who's dealing with a 15-year-old with hypermobility. I believe severe mineral deficiencies like silica. We'll get to that. Also, talking public health. Can we take the public out of public health, and what would we have left? Your health, my health, the only health that matters. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4 DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's funny, we had a request for Ted Nugent on the YouTube channel, and there we go. More Ted Nugent. Thanks, Super Don. Appreciate that. And Dr. Batar had interesting discussions with a woman off the air about her, I don't know if it was her daughter, it didn't sound like it, but 15-year-old with hypermobility, clearly mineral deficiencies. And we're talking, interestingly enough, as we said, was this congenital? Was she born with it? Apparently not. But as we learn about aspirin given to a woman who's pregnant and suddenly cerebral palsy more likely to manifest, who would have, you know, again, predicted that when they're all looking for these strange genetic abnormalities or anomalies, that they are brought to light by what? These epigenetic impacts of toxins, in this case, toxic drugs, however benign you might think an aspirin is. It's not.
Yep. Yep. So this is an important lesson for all of us to understand, and it actually is. Probably, are we live right now?
We are on. We are on, my friend.
Oh, we're on. Okay, so this is a long segment, so this is good.
Yeah,
this is one of the things that I don't even know when we're on live and not with the YouTube aspect. So
Yes.
This is really important because it brings up, Robert, I'm about to do what you love and hate at the same time because, you know, we go off on a tangent. But this tangent is really important. We do things as human beings without sometimes realizing the consequences of what we're doing. And this little one step that we take without recognizing the impact, it's almost like the butterfly effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a butterfly flaps its wings in the Congo, how does it affect somebody in California? And so what I'm trying, without getting too esoteric here, what I'm saying is that the consequences of our actions today, however minor we may think they are, will have deep-seated consequences later on. And there's, I'm discovering this from an energetic level. I've always believed this from a nutrition level, from a toxicity level, from a fundamental medical understanding. It's always been an awareness for the last 2.5 decades in my life, at least, that what you do today is going to have an impact in your life tomorrow. If you don't exercise, you don't, you know, drink clean water, you don't eat proper nutrition, et cetera, there's a consequence of the price that you provide. So the price that you have to pay, the consequences for your actions will be your consequences, or the rewards that you will reap will be your rewards based upon those actions you take today. But there are other aspects of this. We can just go beyond this particular case where this lady's calling about the 15-year-old child that we're talking about. We can take this, go beyond this, because now what do we do from an individual level based upon the decisions that we make? Okay, we can start looking at our own vices, our own habits of drinking or smoking or whatever the case may be, or decisions that we make in relationships or on how we treat other people. And then we start looking at our governments, how do we treat and how do the governments treat people, or how society dictates certain aspects of what's right and wrong, and how religion, the religiosity that you talk about, you know, how medicine has become a religion. Mm-hmm. And if anybody questions a certain medical treatment, i.e. vaccines, it's almost like you're a heretic and you're committing a sin against the church. And so these aspects, I mean, I'm sorry I took it right from this 15-year-old and her hypermobility issue.
Yeah.
But this is something that we need to recognize as a population, as a planetary population, that our decisions and our actions, however small or minor we may think they are at the time, have deep-seated implications downstream. Mm-hmm. And they're going to impact not only us and our neighbors and our friends and our family, but our children and our future progeny and our future society. So, you know, I hate to go off on a tangent here.
No, this is not a tangent at all. This is so thematically appropriate to how I opened the show today about the antibiotics, the new study showing that antibiotics given to, you know, one generation is impacting the first, second, and third generation beyond that. And specific to colitis, to the microbiome abnormalities are being passed down mother to child. And so what we're saying here is now that even genetics is being altered by what? Environment. And it's one thing when you're eating clean food, breathing clean air, exercising, do all the wondrous things that we potentially could do when we live, you know, free and enjoy what nature has to offer and don't destroy it. My gosh, what manifests? And then, of course, we're seeing the evidence of what manifests by relying on the medical church, right? And this gets into the issue of public health. Our good friend, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, wrote a great piece. I don't know if it came out today, just yesterday. Taking the public out of public health to reclaim freedom, right? What does a public health authority say? Oh, my gosh, hypermobility is happening in teenagers everywhere. Let's increase the level of fluoride in the water. This is the kind of insanity that they, because we have strong teeth and bones, we know it's fluoride, right? But what is fluorosis? The weakening, the modeling of the teeth and the bones because of an element that increases the uptake of heavy metal and is very neurotoxic. So when we look at health in a collective sense, it's a disaster because there's no such thing as collective health. It's only your health or not your health, my health or not my health, which is why we want to get out of the public forum, which is why you had set up advancedmedicine.com, and we have the invitation code to get people out of the public forum so they can learn really what's going to impact their health, their individual health, which is ultimately all that there is.
And this is one of the things, Robert, that I think that as the collective consciousness increases, again, we talked about, you know, individual evolving and how that increases the collective consciousness. The more people that understand this, the whole society, the universal consciousness, understand it, and that will elevate our whole society. So I think that's happening right now, and I'm really, really, really excited to be alive at this point in time in history, because I think this will be remembered as a turning point for our society and the evolution of how people see health and wellness and how medical treatments will be introduced and what is going to be constituted as an appropriate medical treatment and what is not.
Right. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Remember that line?
Yep. Yep.
But apparently it's no longer self-evident. I think it's becoming self-evident again. What are these truths, of course? And it relates to now epigenetics, which is like, hello, moment of duh. What do you think if you poison the body is going to happen? Well, they only acknowledge it in an acute sense, which, of course, advances in intervention in an acute poisoning. You talked about EDTA. You talk about intravenous chelation. That was a great medical response, a true innovation to get somebody out of a death-inducing potential crisis. But they deny the reality of the long-term, you say casual, more passive in a sense, bioaccumulation over a lifetime or over now multiple lifetimes, manifesting in what? Cancer. No, it's manifested in the cancer industry because it's a public health issue as opposed to an individual health issue. The individual who stops ingesting poisons and toxins doesn't manifest cancer as likely, as readily, as frequently, or maybe at all. But, of course, we are being exposed en masse in a certain way, and this is why I've chosen to live the way I live, which people say is pretty hardcore, Robert. You know, you want to eat organic all of the time. Listen, I got my sicknesses, old age diseases out of the way first. Now I look at it that way. And I'm making a choice consciously because I know that I can't control for everything that I'm breathing or drinking sometimes. I can choose pretty much what I'm eating, but even the organic stuff's not as clean as it once was. So I talk about the importance of rational supplementation of whole food nutrients that may be lacking that could counteract some of this stuff. And again, the things you write about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, it's rooted in common sense, which is so not common in the medical profession.
Yeah, that's true, Robert. It isn't. Common sense is lacking in the medical profession. And I think that if we just started to read more physiology and stopped the emphasis on pharmacology, then that common sense would come back because physiological understandings are based upon common sense. It makes sense. You know, if your body has diarrhea, then common sense would be that you don't want to stop it. Why is a person either throwing up or having diarrhea? They're trying to expel something. So why would it be supersedes the ultimate engineer's design of trying to eliminate something that's offending our system and suppress that desire to vomit or suppress the desire to eliminate from below?
Mm-hmm.
And we now know that when we have a viral gastroenteritis, for example, or food poisoning, if you try to suppress it, the person will be sick for 7, 8, 9, 10 days. Versus if you just support them with water and give them some vitamin C or whatever, even if you don't give them anything, just give them water and give them what
they
call a bratty diet, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. They'll be sick for 2 or 3 days. They eliminate it and boom, they're fine. So that's a common sense approach. If the body is responding in a certain way, don't interfere with it, support it, and help to accelerate it so that it can go through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I mean,
oh, totally.
To
totally
me,
do.
Common sense. So, but in medicine, we beat that out of people. We beat that out of doctors, in medical school, the students. And so I think physiology, understanding physiology, that is the common sense.
Learn from
aspect.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Roseanne writes, and she quotes some great things like Wayne Dyer saying, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right?
Absolutely.
Her perspective,
I quoted that actually in my lecture.
Yes, I remember that. I do.
Yeah.
And it says, you do not require a law degree to understand how laws can entrap you, just as you do not need to be a scientist to know that science does not guarantee freedom. Roseanne writes so well here, talking about the things, you've brought to light too, and how do we communicate the things we need to communicate? Where free speech doesn't exist anymore because the medical church says we are limiting speech if it involves health and healing to that which is sanctioned by the medical church. And the FDA is sort of like that gatekeeper or the FCC now in terms of that, or the FTC, in fact, when it comes to communicating what products can do. And so they limit the things. So you have to move out of the public domain, the public health sector, and go into a place where they're no longer allowed, the private sector, in a sense, where you're truly engaging via contract, via common agreement, outside of the purview of those that would ensnare and entrap you and enslave you to this medical church that we no longer want to belong to.
Yeah, this is the thing, the freedom of choice. We don't want to belong to that anymore. And that freedom of choice that we've talked about, what our forefathers ensured for us, is that freedom to make that decision of how we want to live our lives. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, when a when a people allow a government to dictate the foods it put in their mouths and the medicines they take into their bodies, their souls will soon be in the same sorry state as those who live under tyranny. So this is exactly what you're talking about, Robert, and I believe that there are more and more people today, not just in the United States, but all over the world. I mean, we you know that just from our following, that don't want to be told what's good for them because they believe, rightly so, that their powers of observation and their brain are astute enough to make that decision for themselves. And I'm hoping and praying that by the time our children are mature adults, that this world that we live in will be a different place and will be will not only sustain but will actually embrace that level of freedom and that level of innovation to allow medicine and health to get on the same track as, say, microchips and computers, you know, the evolution of how fast these technologies are evolving. So we can start to use that medicine and health.
Well, it's not going to happen because we wish it. It's going to happen because we live it. Now, don't wait for your kids to change it. Be part of that change or be that change that you wish to be or see in the world. Great article, Roseanne Lindsay. Thank you. We love you and appreciate you. Go check it out. It's on Natural Blaze. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Detoxification? Who needs that? Since the 1960s, we all do. We'll explain after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Detoxification. How many times have they gone after you, Dr. Bitar, for like, what is this detoxification? This is not, there's no basis for detoxification. That's just, you know, I've been hearing that for years from the pseudo-skeptics, those the cultists from the vaccine church, etc. And we've got an article here says the number of toxic chemicals applied to vegetables has risen 17-fold since the 1960s when we first came onto this planet called Earth. Dr. Bitar, you and I, about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a weaker constitution. I was a canary in the coal mine with all that stuff.
Well, it's just amazing that there's that much of a level of toxicity, how fast it's increasing, the exponential levels of the toxicity increasing. It's mind-boggling where we're going to be in another 5-10 years unless we stop this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said, choose a cleaner lifestyle. It means choosing food that some people still perceive as more expensive. But Joel Salatin said so well, if you think organic food is expensive, have you priced cancer lately? But of course, you have to make a leap. I don't think it's much of a leap when you look with common sense once again, that what you put into your body matters. Your body has to deal with everything that goes into your body. And if, in fact, as this scientific report is representing, the increase in toxic sprays on our crops has increased 17-fold over 40 years, you're not going to expect cancer rates to go down. They're only going to continue climbing. And,
just
of course,
make sure that, Rob, mm-hmm. before you go on with that, I just want to make sure people understand. When somebody says 17-fold, understand what that is. That's 17-fold. 100% increase. So if it increases one-fold, that means the doubling. A doubling is 100%. If it goes up two-fold, that's 200%. If it goes up 17-fold, that's 1,700% increase. So I just want to make sure people understand the math, because sometimes when people say 17-fold, people think, oh, it's a 17% increase, you know. Mm-hmm. It was 100% of a pie, and I increased it by 17%. No, it's 1,700%. Mm-hmm. It's 17 times the whole amount over and over and over again. So
if you think potato chips are clean because they're processed, potato crops are now sprayed with 5 times more chemicals than they were in 1975. I mean, you can go through everything. They've tracked this pretty well. And again, tell me when was it in our, you know, let's say our physical body evolution from generation to generation, how long did we have a chance to, let's say, take these synthetic toxic poisons that are designed to kill life? Let's be honest, that's what they are, to kill life forms. How long have we had to adapt, if we even can, to these synthetic life-destroying chemicals? At parts per million, not one thing, not 10 things, not 100 things, but millions and millions of things at parts per million, adding up and destroying enzymes, hormones, cells of our body. And it is, again, it is absurd to argue that this has not had an impact on health for the worse. And so we have more and more evidence coming out today. And again, this has been a really powerful awakening show, visually, seeing what we've been communicating for a lot of years, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, I think this is something that people really, really need to understand. And I sometimes even get blown away because, I mean, you saw what you just said about the potato crop. I had no idea five times the level of pesticides that are sprayed on potato crops, you said?
Yeah, just since 1975, so that's even in a shorter duration. Let's see. A long-term study of Roundup in rats found that the lowest dosage, that was 75,000 times below the recommended dose of glyphosate, has an anatomical level toxicity leading to fatty tissue liver disease. So, you know, again, for people to argue, well, it's not that much. It's like, well, look, it's not that much. It's 75,000 times below the recommended safe dose of glyphosate, and they're showing fatty tissue liver disease in rats. What do you think it's doing to humans?
Oh, man. It just, you know, the thing that immediately came to my mind was that somebody had, one of my guys had sprayed some glyphosate around the tree trunks of some new trees that we planted, some fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out, and I said, what the hell are you doing? Don't ever do that again. It was only one time. Now, these are still immature trees. It's going to take another 4 or 5 years before they actually bear fruit. But I thought, you know, that one spray, is it, what's it going to do to that, those trees? And is it, and should I just cut these trees down and forget about it? Because, or is that going to impact the fruit 5 years from now? I mean, I think strangely like that. And I have no idea.
That's not strange. I mean, we have to think forward like that, or else we're participating in killing our children. More horrible diseases younger and younger. I don't want to leave everybody on a bummer note. But remember, the power to make better choices, they're always yours. And there's always a way. And there are ways we don't even know yet. And the moment we find them, we'll reveal them to you. Dr. Bitar is innovating, and I'll continue to do the same. Dr. Bitar, man, power pack show today, my friend.
I think our show is destined to get better and better with time, Robert.
How is that possible? All I know is that Dr. Bitar has to tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.